I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. We're going to see a high around 68 degrees. We have election results for you today, but first, Carbondale police are investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital with what officers call life-threatening injuries. Investigators say they were called just after 10:30 last night to Memorial Hospital, where a victim had arrived with a gunshot wound. Police say the shooting happened in the 700 block of East Main Street, and they're looking for suspects or anyone with information about what happened. If you have information, you're asked to call Carbondale Police, the number 457-3200, or you can call the anonymous Crime Stoppers tip line at 549-COPS. Two municipal elections where in Carbondale, incumbent city council member Lee Fronnebarger lost his reelection bid to former city manager Jeff Doherty, who was elected for the first time to the city council. Along with Doherty, incumbent council members Carolyn Harvey and Jessica Bradshaw were reelected. Fronnebarger had served on the Carbondale City Council since 2011. In Carbondale's District 95 school board race, Catherine Field, Carlton Smith, Natasha Zaretsky, and Gary Shepard won the open seats. Voter turnout in the city was around 14%. Becky Borgsmiller and Mandy Little have been elected to six-year terms on the John A. Logan College Board of Trustees. Borgsmiller was the top vote-getter at 35%, followed by Little with 26%. Bob Ellis was next with 22%. William Orrell had 17%. The union that represents full-time tenured faculty at Logan publicly backed Borgsmiller and Little in the race. In Perry County, voters said yes to a proposition related to education. They voted to increase the Pinckneyville School District 204 annual tax rate. We've got much more election coverage at our website. Go to WSIUnews.org for a complete listing. In other news, the Illinois Supreme Court won't take up the case of union negotiations in state government, at least not yet. Brian Mackey has the latest.
The administration of Governor Bruce Rauner says it's gone as far as it can go in negotiations with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME. It persuaded a state labor board that the two sides were at impasse, but AFSCME has sued to overturn that decision. Rauner asked to skip much of the normal court process and go directly to the Supreme Court, but in an unsigned order issued Monday, the justices said no. The appellate court in Springfield blocked Rauner from imposing contract terms on state workers, opining that AFSCME had a reasonable likelihood of winning the case. So, for now, the union is prohibited from going out on strike. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, the Women's Center in Carbondale is hoping for passage of legislation that would add money for domestic violence shelters across the state. The Women's Center recently announced it may have to close as of July 1st. They've not received any state funding, and leaders say they'll run out of money at the end of the fiscal year. I'm Jennifer Fuller.